This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
Who are you? Some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. We are broadcasting from the Nationwide Sun Solar Studios. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor, and thanks for tuning in to the Radio Realtors today. And if you miss any of the show, you can always catch our podcast by searching for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis, Frank Crandall, and Garrett Reese. And as always, you can text us or call us right now for a free, no-obligation consultation at 833-32-RADIO. That number, once again, is 833-32-RADIO. And the Radio Realtors, you know, we have more options for home buyers and home sellers than anybody. So call us or text us right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can go to our website. We are online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And you're going to love the show today as we are covering some great topics. Number one is why potential home buyers may swipe left on your home. And number two, seven things home buyers do that real estate agents hate. So let's get into our first topic today. You know, they want it quick, they want it easy, and they want it close to perfect. And that pretty much sums up the typical home buyer today. So if you are trying to target today's home buyer and your house isn't spotless, they may just pass it up or swipe left on your home. And swiping left is the universal gesture of rejection put into play by the free location-based mobile dating app Tinder. But as a seller, you certainly don't want your home to be rejected by buyers. So how do you make your home more right swipeable? And that is the universal gesture of approval. And we're going to tell you, because it's quite easy, actually. So number one is, you need to clean it up. You know, whether or not we admit it, we've all seen at least a few of the home reality shows on channels such as TLC and HGTV. And those shows can be fun and informative, but they can also do a lot to shape buyer expectations. And that means that today's home buyers, maybe more than any other demographic, especially millennials, since they've been watching these house hunters and flipping show marathons, they're going to be expecting a house to be pristine and well staged. And cleaning, you know, it seems so obvious and it's inexpensive, but the lack of it is one of the biggest complaints we hear when we show homes. And hopefully you've done like the big scrub, get the carpets cleaned, get the floors mopped, the windows wiped, appliances scoured so they are glistening, because there's nothing worse than seeing like a stove and it still has bits of food and things like that on it. But when it comes to home showings, you also don't want to overlook little details like crumbs on the table from breakfast, toothpaste remnants in the sink, half-full trash cans on display, and then dust bunnies and like dog hair in rooms that you don't frequent. There's an award-winning stager, her name is Tori Toth, and she's the author of one of the best-selling books about staging. It's called Feel at Home, and it's Home Staging Secrets for a Quick and Easy Sell. And she has some ideas that can easily be implemented to help make a home sparkle, including staging your home for under $1,000. In addition, if you choose to list your home with the Radio Realtors, we've got some great news for you. With the Radio Realtors, we can include home staging with your listing. So give us a call right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. Once again, our website is theradiorealtors.com. Now, the number two thing for making your home more right swipeable is to consider the colors. And are your walls of your home maybe beige, gold, or maybe just dingy? Well, top interior designers say go gray instead. Most buyers have little vision when it comes to overlooking design issues. and they may get hung up on something like your paint color, which keeps them from being able to really see your home. An outdated color may also give these buyers the impression that maybe the rest of your house is outdated. According to Garrett Reese, he's our neighborhood transformation specialist, the new grays that have gained wide appeal and have become a standard base for the new home buyer palette, along with more whitewash gray variations and soft neutrals and cooler whites, are all the rage right now. And in addition, designers are telling us not to be afraid to throw some modern wallpaper up in spaces that may need a pop. Wallpaper can make the buyer feel like time, effort, and care has been taken into making the home stand out. And I was actually really surprised about that. But, you know, wallpaper is making a comeback. Not all wallpaper. I remember my parents used to have wallpaper that had these really bright green avocados on that. I don't see that wallpaper coming, you know, back into fashion anytime soon. But we are seeing some wallpapers, you know, back into style. The number three thing to make your home more right swipeable is focus on kitchens and baths. We've been told for decades that kitchens and baths sell homes, and those spaces are top of mind for today's home buyers. But while they may have ideas about what they'd like these spaces to look like, a lot of these new home buyers, they don't have patience or the funds to pay for them to be redone. So you want to make sure that you're really focusing on kitchens and baths. The primary reason today's buyers seek updated kitchens and baths is because they have limited budgets in many cases, and most of their savings is going to go toward their down payment and furnishings. So kitchens and bathrooms are also the most expensive parts of a home to update, and younger homeowners, they cannot afford to sink a lot of money into those areas. So if you're going for a big renovation in the kitchen, taking down walls to open it up to the living space is going to reap a lot of rewards. And think this, a large island with seating, stainless steel appliances, quartz countertops, and new fixtures. Those are especially important to today's young, budget-conscious buyers. And if you're not ready for a big renovation, ask us for a free analysis of your home. We can come out free of charge to give you a comparable analysis regarding price, as well as give you tips on how to get your home into prime price selling condition. Once you have that information, you can decide what your best options are, and we have a ton of options here at the Radio Realtors. So give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Now, the number four thing for you to do to make your home more right swipeable is to go for luxury-ish. You know, when you're considering options and materials, consider this. A Monitoring the Future study by the University of Michigan showed a dramatic increase, resulting in 75% of today's home buyers noting that wealth was a very important life attribute. And since younger buyers seem to value money and success, it only seems natural for them to flock to high-tech jobs that lead to wealth and success. And this lifestyle requires a home that suitably reflects their values. So the key takeaway here is that today's home buyers want a space to look rich, but that doesn't mean that it has to put you in the poorhouse to get it that way. Decluttering the space is one of the top tips of home stagers, and this will help create a minimalistic appearance that helps communicate luxury. A few inexpensive, high-end looking details can take it a step further. So get some new light fixtures, maybe a nice area rug, some modern art pieces, even some fancy faux fur throw pillows. And it may seem silly, but selling your home for top dollar is all about impressions. Now, before we get to the number five thing to make your home more right swipeable, we are going to go to break, but please feel free to get a hold of us. We'd love to hear from you. Our phone number is 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we'll be back right after this.
So I've got Dave Hood on the line. He is the king of home loans, and everybody knows that Dave Hood is a great guy. He's from Nexa Mortgage. But Dave, tell us the three reasons why people should call you now.
Well, Rob, number one, because I'm a broker, I have more loan options to offer my customers. I've got multiple places where I can place your loan. Number two, the best interest rates. I've got choices, so I can always hunt for the best interest rate for my clients. And number three, speed. It's all about speed these days. I can close loans in as little as 11 days, and that will get your deal accepted. It'll also ensure that you get the best interest rate.
So Dave's got more loan options, he's got the best interest rates, and he can close fast, and that can save you thousands of dollars on your purchase or your refinance. Give him a call today at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or apply online at davehoodloans.com. NMLS ID number 1660-690.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You gotta check them out online at zotexflooring.com.
Ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents, nobody wants them in their home or business. But fortunately, since 1999, family-owned and operated Defender Termite and Pest Management has been getting rid of these pests and giving home and business owners peace of mind. And for a limited time, your initial startup fee is only $49. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Contact Defender today at DefenderPest.com. That's DefenderPest.com. Defender Termite and Pest Management, helping you to win the war on pests. Hey there, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors, and I'm excited to offer you another unique home sale option. We call it the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance. Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years and the tenants have made it a headache for you. The Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you've inherited a home that maybe has a lot of needed repairs and you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of it on your own. Call the Radio Realtors today at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We'll come out to your home for a quick as-is value. And in many cases, we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days. The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale. Get your cash offer today at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the nationwide Sun Solar Studios. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor, and I am flying solo today, but I'm so happy that you tuned into the show. You can always reach the Radio Realtors on our hotline number. It's 833-32-RADIO. Very easy to remember. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. We're covering some great topics today, and we're right in the middle of why potential home buyers may swipe left on your home. And swiping left is the universal gesture of rejection put into play by the free location-based mobile dating app Tinder. And as a seller, you don't want people to reject your home. You want to make it more right swipeable. So we've been going over the ways to do that. The number one way to make your home more right swipeable is clean it up. You know, you got to get your home into that pristine state. And so, you know, a lot of people are watching TLC and HGTV, and they're watching the marathon shows, and they're seeing what a really, really nice home looks like when it hits the market. Well, you want your home to be HGTV worthy. You want people to feel at home when they walk in. You want to make that first impression a great impression. Number two is for making your home more right swipeable is consider the color. And one of the things
things that we're talking about is going with gray instead of, you know, beige or gold or even those dingy colors. But grays are in, according to our neighborhood transformation specialist, Garrett Reese. Those gray palettes and those maybe soft neutrals and cooler whites are where you want to be. And there are some instances where you want to use some very nice wallpaper. Wallpaper can make a home stand out in certain areas where you need it to pop. Now, the number three thing to make your home more right swipeable is to focus on kitchens and baths. You know, we've been told for a long time that kitchens and baths sell homes. Well, these are top of mind for today's home buyer, and you want to make sure that the areas look really, really good, because a lot of the buyers are coming in and they don't have a ton of money to make those updates themselves. So they like it if the home is ready to go. Now, there are things that you want to think about. Large islands, people like those with seating. Stainless steel appliances are big. Quartz countertops trump even nice granite countertops. And new fixtures. Those are definitely very, very important. And, you know, if you'd like a free analysis of your home, we can come out free of charge, give you a comparable analysis regarding price as it is, and then give you tips on how you can get at least another maybe $10,000 or more, get that prime selling condition of your property, get it into that state, and you're going to get the most money and the most bang for your buck. But 833-32-RADIO is our number. That's 833-32-RADIO. Now, the number four thing in the recapping here to make your home more right swipeable is go for luxury-ish. Going with some new light fixtures, maybe a nice area rug, modern art pieces, those types of things that make that first impression the best impression. Now, the number five thing to make your home more right swipeable is to incorporate easy care materials. And these are super important because today's home buyers may want the look of luxury, but they don't want the upkeep. Most home buyers want a turnkey home that needs little or no work, and they spend long hours on the job and have many interests and prefer materials that require minimal care, especially if they're doing a little bit of work from home type of situation, which a lot of potential buyers are doing now. And what this means is today's home buyers, they like wood or tile floors, easy care countertops, and gas fireplaces. New products that reflect this are ever more functional engineered stones and tiles that imitate more luxurious surfaces like marble to exotic wood. And let's face it, if you have seen current model home interiors, you will see that builders are trying to embrace furnishings that reflect these preferences. Now, the number six thing to make your home more right swipeable is to fashion a home office. And if you have an extra room that's serving as maybe a guest space or a catch-all space, why not pick up an inexpensive desk, position the guest chair in front, and now you have a home office. Today's home buyers might reject your home altogether and fail to even come for a tour if they don't feel like they have a place to work from home, because a lot of people are doing that right now. The words home office should be in your listing, or if you have an ADU, an adjacent dwelling unit, that is even better. Now, the number seven thing to make your home more right swipeable is to upgrade your tech. You know, one defining characteristic of today's home buyer is that they grew up with technology. You know, many of today's home buyers, they were plugged in from the day they were born. You know, I have a 19-year-old son, and I remember when he was really young, I mean, he must have been about 6 or 7, I couldn't figure out something on my iPhone. He said, "Let me see it, Dad." He fixed my iPhone, and he was six or seven years old. So these buyers today, to them, technology is not just a luxury, it is a necessity, and your home needs to be technologically friendly to appeal to these buyers. You know, making a few changes to add some tech features to your home could go a long way towards making it irresistible for today's home buyer. And you can install a simple home automation system like a programmable Nest thermostat or a security system that can be linked to your smartphone, a keyless home entry, and a Ring video doorbell. These items are smart tech, and today's home buyers, they kind of expect them, and they will certainly appreciate them. Now, the number eight thing to make your home more right swipeable is don't ignore curb appeal or backyard appeal. You know, making your home look good from the street is universally important, and you want to give your home a critical look. How does your lawn look? Are there any weeds? What do the shrubs look like? Do you have any color in the front yard? You know, simple potted flowers and new paint on your front door, those things can make a huge difference. And also don't forget about backyard appeal. An annual Better Homes and Gardens survey monitoring attitude and behavior trends of homeowners in the U.S. took a look at today's homebuyers and found that due to COVID-19, 77% say they want their outdoor living space to feel like a relaxing retreat. Now, the number nine thing to do to make your home more right swipeable to today's home buyer is to have awesome pictures of your home. Most buyers are visual people, especially the younger ones, and you only need to look at Tinder, the right swipe, left swipe analogy to understand this, because first impressions are everything. And it's more important than ever to make sure the pictures of the home are just amazing. And some older home buyers, maybe baby boomers or Gen Xers, they may be able to look past your photos to come see a home that matches their needs, but you may not have the same shot with millennials. And really, why take that chance with any buyer? With over 98% of all home buyers taking to the internet before touring homes, impeccable photos, they just attract buyers. Now, before we get to the number 10 thing to make your home more right swipeable, we are going to go to break, and then we'll come back and wrap up this topic. But if you'd like to get a hold of the Radio Realtors, we would love to talk to you. We would love to work with you, love to earn your business. Give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we'll be back right after this.
You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at ZOTHEXFlooring.com.
Hey, I've got Frank Desmachi. He's the chief technical engineer with Nationwide Sun. They are one of the premier solar companies in our area. You can find them at nationwidesun.com. Frank, there's so many solar companies out there. What makes you guys different?
First and foremost, the most important thing with us is we understand solar is science. It's not something that's sales related. It doesn't require salespeople, which is why we do not have one single salesperson or a single commissioned employee on our staff. We make sure that all our designs first and foremost are produced by our electrical engineer. Then it comes across my desk. Every single project gets my stamp on it before it leaves. This way we can ensure that our customers are getting a system designed for them specifically.
This is a revolutionary approach to going solar. And all you got to do to get your free, no obligation, no salesperson visit to get more information about solar is go to their website, nationwidesun.com. That's nationwidesun.com.
If you're like many people in Northern California, your home is your greatest asset. You've spent years working to build your equity. Now's the time to put that equity to work with a reverse mortgage from Kathy Skoda at American Advisors Group. Learn about how you can tap into this important resource and create a sound financial plan that'll help you retire better. Call Kathy Skoda today at 866-961-6345. 866-961-6345.
NMLS ID number 1039827, Equal Housing Lender. If you're like me, and I know I am, you hate to lose. And it doesn't matter if it's your favorite basketball team, your local softball games, or your fantasy football league. When it comes to buying a home, your attitude should be the same, because in home buying, second place is first place loser. Robert Lewis here at the Radio Realtors. We're real estate pros. We like to win, and we'll contribute up to $5,000 of our commission to prove it. Call us or text us at 833-32-RADIO or online at the Radio Realtors.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. We are broadcasting from the Nationwide Sun Solar Studios. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor. Flying solo today, but we're covering number one, why potential home buyers may swipe left on your home. And we've been talking about, you know, Tinder. I don't know if you know that app, but it is a mobile dating app, and you swipe left as a gesture of rejection, you swipe right as a gesture of approval. And what we're seeing is that a lot of these home buyers these days are swiping left on some homes and they're swiping right on some homes. We want to help you make your home right swipeable. Number one way to do that is to clean it up. You want to make sure that your home is in immaculate condition. The number two way to do it is consider color. Outdated colors are not good. You want to go gray instead. Number three way to make your home more right swipeable is focus on the kitchens and the bathrooms. Make sure those two areas are definitely looking good. The number four thing to make your home more right swipeable is go for luxury-ish. The takeaway is that you want the areas to look luxury-ish, but not break the bank. Now, the number five thing to make your home more right swipeable is incorporate easy care materials. Most home buyers want turnkey and they don't want a lot of work. They don't want to spend hours trying to maintain things. The number six way to make your home more right swipeable is to fashion a home office. You know, with COVID-19 and a lot of people working from home, you need that area for an office. And if you have an ADU, an adjacent dwelling unit, that is even better. The number seven thing to make your home more right swipeable is upgrade your tech. A Nest thermostat or a Ring doorbell or a video security system, all those things that you can even incorporate with your smartphone, they make the home even a better fit for today's home buyer. Now, the number eight thing to make your home more right swipeable is don't ignore curb appeal or backyard appeal. I think we got that. The number nine thing to make your home more right swipeable is have awesome pictures of your home. And if you list your home with the Radio Realtors, we will definitely have awesome photos. We have professionally done photos that are high definition. Now, the number 10 thing to make your home more right swipeable is think carefully about how you promote the location. How far is the local Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, and Target? Is there a popular shopping area or group of restaurants nearby? Walkability is key for many of today's home buyers, and playing up these details in your home listing and marketing materials can go a long way toward attracting this target buyer. Now, the number 11 thing to make your home more right swipeable is to play up energy efficiency. Now, here's something that's very interesting. According to Bankrate, with energy costs on the rise and growing interest in protecting the environment, many of today's home buyers are conscious about buying homes that are green. And today's home buyers are committed to eco-friendly, energy-efficient homes with Energy Star appliances, programmable lighting and thermostats, and other high-tech amenities. They like tankless water heaters, modern ceiling fans, and let me tell you, they really like solar. And speaking of that, if you've ever thought about solar, you need to call our friends at Nationwide Sun. Their number is 855-582-8453. That's 855-582-8453. 6453. They are the best solar people we know with the best prices and the best equipment, and they're the only ones that we endorse. Nationwide Sun is a revolutionary approach to going solar. You can get a free quote from them right now. Just go to their website. It's nationwidesun.com. That's nationwide, S-U-N, like sun in the sky, right, for solar, nationwidesun.com, and tell them the Radio Realtors sent you. Now, the number 12 thing, the last thing that you need to do to make your home more right swipeable is if you've got a fixer-upper, market it that way. Today's home buyers may be turned off by junky or outdated homes masquerading as move-in ready. But if you have a true fixer-upper that's being sold as is, well, you know what a lot of today's home buyers say? Hello, challenge. We like a challenge. And a younger buyer might be turned on by the idea of having a project, especially if they think they're getting a deal on the home. So here's the wrap-up. These are 12 things that make your home more right swipeable or instantly appealing to today's home buyers. And there are a couple of things that you may be thinking right now. Number one is your home could have many of these right swipeable traits already. And if so, and you're thinking about selling your home, the Radio Realtors, we have a targeted marketing sales approach that can help you get a premium for your home right now. We're networked with more than 3,000 Bay Area agents, and they are bringing their clients to our listings. So if you want that type of marketing that gets you top dollar for your right swipeable home, call us right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or go to our website, theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. Now, one of the other things that you may be thinking after hearing about these right swipeable traits is that your home needs some work. Maybe your home needs some fresh interior and exterior paint. Maybe it needs some new flooring, some new landscaping, or just some general quick fixes to get it on the market and selling for that higher price. And maybe at the moment, you don't have the time or the money to take care of these fixes on your own. Well, the Radio Realtors, we have a wonderful program called the Quick Fix and List Option, where we will come in and pay up front to have those things done for you and then list your home and help you get the premium that you deserve. So if that Quick Fix and List Option sounds right for you, call us right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Now, last but not least, maybe your home doesn't have any of these right swipeable traits, and you know your home is a true fixer. And maybe it has good bones, but that's about it. And you don't have the time, money, or energy to get it ready for a traditional sale, and you really want an as-is cash offer. Well, the Radio Realtors can help you also with a competitive all-cash offer. You can have the cash in your pocket in as little as 10 days. Whatever your situation is, if you're thinking about selling your home, the Radio Realtors have options for you. So give us a call right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. Now, transitioning to our next topic, you know, hiring a realtor involves entering into a relationship. And while us agents, we are eager to work with new clients and potential home buyers are anxious to find the house of their dreams, there can still be some serious problems in such relationships. And this is especially true when one party has unreasonable expectations. You know, when it comes to the relationship between buyers and realtors, we have a very good idea as your realtors of what we can offer you as a potential home buyer. But for buyers, this may be the first time you've ever worked with an agent before, and because of this, sometimes you can do things that frustrate us realtors, and these are things that can actually sabotage your chances of getting the right house at the right price, or even getting a house at all. And fortunately, most of these things that we're going to talk about today can be avoided as long as you know a little bit about them beforehand, and you understand at least a little bit about how the home buying process works. So on the Radio Realtors Day, we're going to cover these 7 things that potential home buyers do that real estate agents hate and what you can do instead. And we're going to also talk about some things that the Radio Realtors do specifically to help you get your dream home. So we are going to get started with those 7 things right after break. So if you'd like to get a hold of us, give us a call, 833-32-RADIO. Radio. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we'll be back after this.
I've got Dave Hood on the line. He's the king of home loans. He's with Nexa Mortgage. And Dave, it seems like the housing market is softening a little bit, and it seems like a great opportunity right now for first-time buyers and move-up buyers. What's your take?
Well, Rob, home buyers suffering from what we call buyer fatigue are now getting offers accepted with no down and low down options. And the great thing is my rates are still super, super low. Combine that with the Radio Realtors Power Buyer Program, and they could have keys in their hands within 11 to 21 days.
Yeah, that is super fast. So we're talking about low to no down payment options, great interest rates still, and you can close in 10 to 21 days. And combined with the Radio Realtors Power Buyer Program, where we pay up to $5,000 of your closing costs, you cannot lose. Give Dave a call at 916-548-8225 or apply online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660-690.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But, you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at zotexflooring.com.
With the price of real estate right now, who can afford to buy a home with potential problems? That's why Golden State Home Inspections provides you with a detailed report full of information not offered by other inspectors. With Golden State, they promise you the highest quality inspections with an educational room-by-room walkthrough so you fully understand the condition of the home that you want to buy. Don't gamble with your home purchase. Schedule your inspection now at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. That's GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. Hey there, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors, and I'm excited to offer you another unique home sale option. We call it the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance. Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years and the tenants have made it a headache for you. The Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you've inherited a home that maybe has a lot of needed repairs and you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of it on your own. Call the Radio Realtors today at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We'll come out to your home for a quick as-is value. And in many cases, we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days. The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale. Get your cash offer today at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. We're still broadcasting from the Nationwide Sun Solar Studios. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor. We're talking about the seven things potential home buyers do that real estate agents hate. And I know that this is a little bit of a controversial topic, but we want to get this out there so that we can make sure that the agent home buyer relationship is the best that it could possibly be. Now, the number one thing potential home buyers do that real estate agents hate is caring too much about aesthetics. We covered it in the last topic that we talked about, but the truth is, we as your realtors are happy to show you numerous homes. We're more than happy to do it. We just wish that you would see that a lot of times beauty is only skin deep when it comes to real estate. And often It's totally fixable as well. Many home buyers get caught up in how a home looks right this second, and if it looks dirty, outdated, or in need of small repairs, you might be tempted to run. After all, how much is all this going to cost anyway? Well, the answer is not much sometimes. We've had clients see some marks on a wall and some stains on carpet and say this home needs thousands of dollars worth of work. But keep in mind that some home repairs may be negotiable, but like we said in the last segment, a home that needs some work could be a great deal for you. We've got a great couple that bought a home in Citrus Heights during COVID, and their names are Katie and Cody, and they put a little elbow grease into that home. It had dry rot, some things like that. They put the work in, and now that home that they bought for $300,000 is worth about $450,000, and they've been in there for just a little bit over a year. So don't get worried about the aesthetics so much. Don't judge a book by its cover completely. Now, the number two thing buyers do that real estate agents hate is showing your cards. Now, you know how it goes. You've seen dozens of homes. You're totally comfortable with us as your realtors. So your feelings just start to slip out a little bit. You're getting a little bit loose-lipped. Like, why is there shag carpet in the bathroom anyway? Or this kitchen is a disaster. But voicing your criticism could spell disaster. There have been instances where the seller has been home and actually overheard a buyer's comments, and this has hurt them in the negotiation process. And even if the sellers aren't home, it's easy to get busted on video and in open houses where the listing agent might be there. Almost everybody these days has a Ring doorbell. And so don't joke about a seller's garden gnome collection or make fun of their room that's completely dedicated to Kenny Chesney or their cats until you are back in the car. And it's true that buying and selling a home should be a business transaction, but no one can say that emotions don't come into play. So keep your thoughts to yourself when you're inside a home that you're touring. Now, the number three thing that buyers do that real estate agents hate is waiting too long. Oh my gosh. You know, this one is crazy because we always hear that old wives' tale, don't fall in love with the first house you see. However, in this market, if you found a house that you want to buy, don't wait to make an offer. Taking too long to make an offer in a competitive real estate market can drive us realtors crazy. And here's why. If too much time passes between a buyer viewing a home and making an offer, the seller might not take you as seriously as another party who quickly expressed interest and maintained communication. You would be surprised how often someone will see a home that checks all their boxes and they decide to sleep on it before making an offer. And this can be a huge mistake because while you're sleeping on it, somebody else is making an offer on it and you lose out. And your reply on this may be, well, what if my offer is accepted and after my inspections, I discover things I don't like about the home or the neighborhood, what then? Well, here's the answer, which could happen with any home. If you find things that you don't like that cannot reasonably be taken care of, then you can back out of the deal. But keep in mind, putting in an offer doesn't mean you're stuck with the home, but waiting too long could cause you to miss out on a great home that you would have been happy to live in. Now, the number four thing that buyers do that real estate agents hate is thinking it's all about the money. Now, don't get me wrong, how much you're willing to offer for a home is a huge part of your offer, but it isn't the only thing you should be worrying about because it's not necessarily the highest offer that the seller will accept, but rather the best structured offer. And a solid offer on a home is like the perfect recipe. It's a mix of time, the right price, and reasonable contingencies. And those are the clauses that give you the option to bail out of the deal if something isn't met. But if you can decide on a price but aren't willing to be reasonable on things like repairs or a seller rent back or demanding that the seller leave the washer and dryer behind, you're probably frustrating us as your agents and the seller more than just a little bit. Now, the number five thing buyers do that real estate agents hate is ignoring what the seller wants. You know, when you're shopping for real estate, it's hard not to see a house as a product that you're buying, but real estate isn't like other businesses and other deals. You're buying from another person who has to choose you as the buyer, and sellers are motivated for different reasons. Some are entirely driven by money, for example, while others want to see their home go to someone who will love it as much as they did. When you hire the Radio Realtors to represent you in the purchase of a property, we're gathering information about the seller's motivation, and we're going to help you use that information to to help you build the best offer. But if you're ignoring our advice on the putting together of a great offer, you could be hurting your chances. Now, the number six thing that buyers do that real estate agents hate is talking to the other team. This is the worst. You know, let's just get it out of the way. When you're working with the Radio Realtors as your buyer's agent, you need to know that the listing agent of any home is definitely not the enemy. But talking to them without your own agent present is never a good idea, even if you think you're just being friendly to help seal the deal. We've seen clients talk to the seller or the seller's agent and divulge information that would harm them. Things like, oh, don't worry about inspections. My company is paying a huge relocation bonus. That doesn't exactly set the stage for tough negotiations with the seller. And even if you don't think you're saying anything that could hurt, you never really know. Remember, the listing agent's job is to get the most money for the seller, period. Remember, loose lips sink ships, and unguarded talk with the listing agent could hurt your negotiation. So just don't do it. Now, the number seven thing buyers do that real estate agents hate is lowballing the counteroffer. And this is where emotions come into play. So the sellers didn't accept your offer, but they're willing to consider a counter. If your next offer isn't reasonable at best, we as your realtors, we're going to spend a lot of time going back and forth between you and the seller's agent. At worst, you're going to frustrate the sellers and lose the home for good. And this happened on one of the homes that we had listed in the Foothill Farms area. The home was listed at $400,000. We received multiple offers, and one of the best offers came in at $415,000. And a counter went out to three different buyers at $420,000. And this one buyer that came in at $415,000 that was really the leading offer, they countered back at $408,000, $7,000 below their initial offer. And the seller ended up accepting another offer, and this buyer lost out on the home. And when the buyer's agent called and asked why we didn't send them another counter, we informed them that the seller dismissed their buyer because they felt the buyer's counter was sort of a snub or a slap in the face. So the bottom line is, don't take a seller counter offer personally. Either counter back reasonably, accept their counter, or just reject it if you truly don't want the home. So here's the wrap up. And I wanted to share these things that potential home buyers do that us realtors hate. But to land the plane on this topic, I want to also tell you about a couple things that the Radio Realtors do that are special and different. So write down our number right now, 833-32-RADIO, because you are going to want to call us. That number again is 833-32-RADIO. The first thing that we do here at the Radio Realtors is pair you up with one of our preferred mortgage lenders. Why is this so important? Because your mortgage lender can make or break a deal. The wrong lender can crush your chances. The right lender, like our preferred mortgage lenders, are the best. They have the best interest rates. They can close your transaction in as little as 10 days. And in a real estate world where many lenders can't even close in 30 days, a faster close makes your offer stand out. So number one, let's have you speak to one of our preferred mortgage lenders. Call us now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. The second thing that we do that nobody else offers is the Radio Realtors Power Buyer Program, where we are going to pay up to $5,000 of our commission to help you get your dream home. And earlier this week, we received a call from Terry in Sacramento asking about the details of the Power Buyer Program. Here's what I told him. In a competitive real estate market, you need more than just a great lender and a solid offer. You need a powerful offer. And with our Radio Realtors Power Buyer Program, we will pay up to $5,000 of our commission towards your closing costs or the seller's closing costs, whichever is better for your offer. Why is this amazing, you ask? Well, because one of two things happens here. Number one, you basically receive free money from us as your agents that you would have less money to pay out of your pocket. So that's the first thing. Or number two, if it's better to credit the seller this money, it effectively raises your offer price without the money coming out of your pocket. So with the Radio Realtors Power Buyer Program, you either save money towards your closing costs or we make your offer stand out from the rest with our help. Nobody does this. And we can only work with about 10 Power Buyer clients at a time. So give us a call and register as a Power Buyer with the Radio Realtors. 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this show. Make it a great week, everybody.
You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at ZOTEXFlooring.com.
So I've got Frank Desmachi here. He's the chief technical engineer for Nationwide Sun. They're one of the premier solar companies in Northern California. Now, Frank, we've heard why your company is different, but say I wanted to go solar. How does it work? Does somebody come out to my house or what?
Well, at the beginning, that's not at all necessary because we have no salespeople and nobody needs to pressure you. Solar is science. All we need is your usage information, which we can get from your power bill, whether it's SMUD, PG&E, SoCal Edison, and we work with all. And with that, we can design a system to give you 100% offset based on your last 12 months use, if that's what your goal. Most people would like to get to the point where they just don't pay anything. And that's what we do. Over 3,500 systems in operation in California, not a single one of them are getting get true up at the end of the year. I make sure of it. We even guarantee the production of our system. If it goes below that, we'll pay you the difference.
Find out more at NationwideSun.com. That's NationwideSun.com.
If you're like many people in Northern California, your home is your greatest asset. You've spent years working to build your equity. Now's the time to put that equity to work with a reverse mortgage from Kathy Scotto at American Advisors Group. Learn about how you can tap into this important resource and create a sound financial plan that'll help you retire better. Call Kathy Scotto today at 866-961-6345. 866-961-6345.
NMLS ID number 1039827, equal housing lender. If you're like me, and I know I am, you hate to lose. And it doesn't matter if it's your favorite basketball team, your local softball games, or your fantasy football league. When it comes to buying a home, your attitude should be the same, because in home buying, second place is first place loser. Robert Lewis here at the Radio Realtors. We're real estate pros. We like to win, and we'll contribute up to $5,000 of our commission to prove it. Call us or text us at 833-32-RADIO or online at the Radio Realtors. With the price of real estate right now, who can afford to buy a home with potential problems? That's why Golden State Home Inspections provides you with a detailed report full of information not offered by other inspectors. With Golden State, they promise you the highest quality inspections with an educational room-by-room walkthrough so you fully understand the condition of the home that you want to buy. Don't gamble with your home purchase. Schedule your inspection now at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. That's GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.